Dave Rubin on Big Tech Censorship, 2021 will be the year of the bannings. By Robert Krajicek on December 22, 2020. If Democrats seize control of the White House and Senate, Big Tech's political censorship will worsen, forecasted Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report. In an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Sunday at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida. The ship has sailed with Big Tech, maintained Rubin. If Biden gets in, and especially if Democrats have the Senate, Trump was the last thing that was stopping Big Tech from lowering the boom. But I think 2021 will be the year of the bannings. It'll be soft bannings at first. It'll be more algorithmic depressions, deboosting, shadow banning, that sort of thing, but then they'll start picking people off. Big Tech has shown us what it is, Rubin remarked, noting ubiquitous political censorship across social media suppressing information and inquiry about election integrity following November's general and presidential elections. Rubin recalled, 2 weeks before the election, "This is a little insider baseball stuff, but they changed the way you retweet. Remember that, where you suddenly have to hit retweet twice to retweet instead of once. And in the reason they did that, obviously, was they were watching out for certain things they didn't want going viral. Perhaps things exposing fraud or whatever it might be after the election." Rubin added, "They show you how fraudulent right in front of your face, they're doing it in plain sight." Rubin co-founded Locals, a website describing itself as a subscription-based community platform that is made for creators, by creators. "We are disconnected from big tech," Rubin said of Locals. "You own your content. You control it. It's all yours. We're just giving you the tools to do what you think is right." A Republican Senate majority may be a bulwark against the coordinated push for leftist-driven digital censorship between the Democrat Party and big tech, Rubin determined, putting aside whatever your feelings are on any particular policy. "If there is any hope for us to have a government that will have a little push and pull, that will not be completely dominated by the Democrats, going on the assumptions that Biden is going to be president, which I'm still not even sure of, but going on that assumption, we need a push and pull, right now. If Democrats take the Senate, too, the radical thing that we are all fighting, because it's basically everyone versus the wokesters, the wokesters will have nothing to stop them," Rubin concluded.